going to have take up House Bill 1135 for Representative Klochek, House Bill 1135 to revise the election ballot for certain offices. Representative Klochek, would you like to?
Well, Madam Chair, thank you for this honor. I've usually been used to being moved to down to the bottom of the calendar, and to be moved up to the calendar is indeed an honor, and I want to thank you for your fairness in this issue, and it's even double fair because I have another bill up at the end of the committee, so I really appreciate this. 1135 comes to you from a constituent of mine in this past election cycle when they came to vote for two candidates for the same office. We're not aware that you could vote for two candidates, you could vote for one candidate, or you wouldn't have to vote at all in that race. And I've heard it over and over throughout the years that, well, it says you may vote for two, but it doesn't say you may vote for one or you may vote for none. And, you know, they say we can't legislate common sense, but indeed that's what we're doing here. We're trying to legislate common sense that clearly spells it out that you may vote for two, one, or none in these races that have up to two candidates. So with that, it's a simple bill that changes that wordage from two, one, or none, or from two to one or none. And it's inserted into the code in the proper place, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative Klochek. Further proponents? Further proponents on House Bill 1135? Seeing none, are there any opponents? And please note I will give Representative Klochek rebuttal time later.
Certainly. Madam Chairman, I've got a handout. May I hand that around?
You may.
Chris Nelson, Secretary of State's office. You know, I don't know that we've got a real concern about the bill other than I'm not sure that it's needed, and I'll explain to you why that is. All of the detail part of running elections, so far as ballot wording, et cetera, is all prescribed in administrative rule by the State Board of Elections. And what I'm handing around is the portion of the administrative rule that deals with the issue at hand here. And as you can see, the wording clearly says you may vote for any two. Not you must, but you may. That's the language that's in statute, or in rule. If it needs to be changed, the State Board of Elections can do that without, you know, this particular statute. And I've already talked to Representative Klochek, and the State Board would certainly look at that issue at its next meeting, look at changing the rule if we would like to do that. The other concern that I've got with the bill is we do have some instances, particularly in county commission races, where we've got a vote for three situation, and this bill wouldn't address that. And to me, it all ought to be the same. If we're talking about specifying exact numbers of how many you can vote for, certainly we ought to do that in a vote for three situation as well as a vote for two. And for those reasons, I guess we're not sure the bill is needed, but we'd certainly have the board look at the issue and see what the board's wisdom was. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Further opponents? Further opponents to House Bill 1135? Further opponents? Seeing none, questions of Mr. Nelson or Representative Klochek? Representative Klochek, would you care, from your seat there, would you care to make any further comments?
No, ma'am. I guess I have a brief question for the Secretary of State's office. The county commission races where you have three, you think you could do that on the same bill? That would take a separate, that's a separate issue. That would probably take separate legislation, would it not?
No, it in the administrative rule that you've got in front of you, that's a portion of a ballot, and as you go down the ballot, there's a section for, and it's not on that particular sheet, but there's a section for county commissioners. It's in the same rule. Mm-hmm. And there it says you may vote for, and then you put in how many you may vote for, and so it's already provided in that rule. But if you're going to write it into statute, none, one, two, we certainly need to make it available for three in those situations where there are three to vote for, if we want to make it consistent.
Additional questions, Representative?
That's fine.
Thank you. Representative Hemhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Nelson, I have a question for you. I'm trying to understand this. Representative Klochek would like to change the statute. Now, you talked about administrative policies in regard to elections. Can you very briefly explain that process, where the appropriate place is to recommend a change, if it's statute or if it's in policy?
State statute gives the State Board of Elections the authority to prescribe wording for our ballots. And we have, the board has done that in administrative rule, and what you've got in front of you is that section that we're dealing with at hand. The legislature certainly has the authority to give us specific direction in how to word those rules, which is what is being attempted here. What I'm saying is we'd certainly be able to look at that issue without having this statute and consider the representative's constituents' concern and see whether or not we want to make that change.
Additional questions? Hearing none. Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Worden, thank you.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, I just had one brief comment. One thing I noticed in the sample ballot versus the proposed change. The proposed change says the voter may vote for two, one, or none, and on the sample ballot it says you may vote for any two. And I don't know if that's significant, but I can see possibly where the new language without that any in there might be also confusing, where you may vote for two, one, specifying a certain, just an observation.
Thank you, Representative Rudd. Additional questions? Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Hearing none, we'll close to committee action and or discussion. Representative Krocek.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, I guess, you know, this part of the legislation refers to the, you know, legislative race in the section of code, if I'm not mistaken on that. Expanding it, you know, we're sure more than welcome to do that. Many times up here in the legislature, we do try to change certain laws so that the people that are enforcing them or following them do what we tell them to do. The rules process, they can consider it and that, but this is a specific issue. You know, I'm amenable to any amendments if the Secretary of State had any amendments on this issue to expand that. Of course, then they're going to have some other reasons to oppose it, but this is a specific issue targeted to a specific issue, legislative races, but we're more than willing to listen to any amendments to make a fairly good bill better.
Thank you, Representative Krocek. Further comments? Representative Lentz.
Are we in a mode of making amendment, or not amendments, but moves?
Chair would entertain a motion.
Okay. Brief statement first, Madam Chair.
Please go ahead, Representative Lentz.
I really feel that this should be left an administrative rule and not law. I think we can trust our board to hand down these rules, and since it has been brought forward, I think that will probably be done, and therefore I would move 41st day.
Representative Lentz has moved House Bill 1135 to the 41st day. Seconded by Representative Hunhoff. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Pulaski? Nay.
Hanson?
Aye.
Bargan?
Aye.
Holbeck? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Kolchak?
Nay.
Nay.
Witt?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Siegstead?
Nay.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 1135 is deferred to the 41st day on a vote of 8-3.